Welcome to the Awakening Podcast Network. Get ready for an inspiring audio from this cutting-edge voice. You can find more podcasts at awakeningpodcasts.com.
You want to go deeper? Get equipped to overcome and walk in God's purpose for your life at Awakening House of Prayer's online campus. You'll experience an online family, preaching, teaching, and prophetic impartation for victorious living. We have over 1,000 members online, hungry for what God is saying and doing in the earth. Visit ahop.online today and join our family. AHOP TV empowers believers with spirit-inspired messages and strategic equipping that accelerates your spiritual growth. You can subscribe to stream weekly content from Awakening House of Prayer, conferences, and other exclusive content to stir your hunger and encourage your heart. Visit us online at ahop.tv. Today's devotion from Mornings with the Holy Spirit, listening daily to the still small voice of God, is titled, Pressure Molds You into the Image of Christ. Oh, shakata. Nobody likes to hear that, do they? Pressure molds you in the image of Christ. And here's what I heard the Lord say. At times I lead and guide you. At times as I lead and guide you, you will feel constricted, pressed, squeezed, and stretched. That's because you've entered through the narrow gate. This gate, says God, puts you on the path to eternal life, but there is pressure along the way to remain obedient. Your flesh does not like it. The pressure helps conform you to the image of your beautiful Savior. Though it sometimes feels like more than you can bear, the pressure will not crush you or harm you in any way. It will mold you and shape you into the image of Christ. It will prepare you for the next level of glory I am bringing you into, says the Spirit of grace. Amen. Let that encourage you today. I know so many have been going through intense pressure. I know all about it, and so does Jesus. Today's scripture references Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14, Romans chapter 8, verse 29, and 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. And the prayer starter for today, sometimes I feel pressure from the inside and pressure from the outside. Help me discern the difference between pressure from the enemy and pressure that will change me from glory to glory. Help me to cooperate with your Spirit. Father, I thank you today that you are good. You are the good, good Father. We give you praise. We give you honor. We magnify you because you alone are worthy to be praised. You are the center of our focus today, Jesus, today and every day. Help us to keep you in the center of our focus. Help us to keep you at the very epicenter, the very core of our thoughts, God. Help us to keep you in the place that you deserve to be, in the place reserved for you in our hearts, on the throne, God. You are on the throne, not just the throne in heaven, but the throne of our hearts, the seat of our emotions. God, we praise you and we lift you up. We magnify your name because you are worthy of all praise. There is no one who can compare to you. What if we believe that? Come on, beloved. No one. We prefer above you. We'd rather sit in your presence every day, all day, for the rest of our lives into eternity than be around any other person or do any other thing. You alone are worthy of our 100% adoration, 100% obedience, because your commandments, God, they're not troublesome. Oh God, help us today to stop looking at your law, the law of love, as troublesome, to stop looking at the laws of the Spirit as troublesome, to stop looking at your kingdom mandates and principles and decrees as troublesome and burdensome, because they're not. They're liberating and they're delivering. God, we thank you that you have created the world, framed the world by your word, and you're framing our lives with your word to prevent us from sinking into danger, to prevent us from straying away from your heart, your commandments. They're not burdensome. They're not troublesome. They're a safety net for us. For when we walk in your will, when we walk in your statutes, when we walk in your wisdom, when we walk in your grace, when we walk in the fruit of your spirit, we cannot lose and we will not stumble. When we walk in the light, we will not be overtaken by the darkness. When we see things the way that you see them, we will not be confused, bewildered, and frustrated. God, today we ask you, Lord, to help us to keep our focus on you, because your word makes a stark promise that when we do this, when we keep our eyes on you, you will keep us in perfect peace. So we thank you, Lord, today for that perfect peace, for that supernatural peace that guards our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the peace that passes all understanding. We don't understand sometimes the things that are going on around and about us, but we don't need to understand the why or the how. We just need a greater understanding of the who, the Jesus, the Father, the Holy Spirit that saved us, that leads us and guides us into all truth, that orders our steps, that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. God, we surrender to you a day afresh and anew. We say, God, we want to do it your way. We've done it our way and it doesn't always work out. We've done it our way and we can't maintain what we've built. We've done it our way and we've become frustrated and sour and bitter and unforgiving and resentful. We've done it our way and we've looked around to see who we can blame for the outcome because we don't like the way it turned out, when the reality is we can only blame ourselves. We can't blame the devil. We can't blame the world. We can't blame our spouse and our children. We are responsible for following you, and no one can keep us from following you when we set our will in line with your will. God, would you help us today? Would you strengthen our hearts? Would you help us to put our flesh under? Would you help us to crucify this ratty dirt bag that we walk around in, God? We are the temple of the Holy Spirit, but the flesh must be crucified. This body, it's weak. This body, this flesh, it's sinful. It still has a sin nature. God, would you help us to overcome the lust of the flesh? Help us to overcome the pride of life. Help us to overcome these things that hinder love. Help us to overcome. Help us to see. Help us to know. Help us to understand. God, we praise you. We praise you. We praise you in these 40 days of the floodgates. Day 7 is the day of divine. It's the number of God. We thank you, Lord, for this day 7. Day 7. Day 7 of the floodgates. We're moving through day by day the 40 days of the floodgates, seeing miracles, seeing breakthroughs, seeing testimonies from around the world flood in as people position themselves, position their hearts at the head of the floodgate to receive everything that you're pouring out for them. I thank you, Lord, for the floodgates. I thank you that you declared they are open. I thank you, Lord, that you understand what you're doing. You are a precise God. You move and operate in precision like a skilled surgeon's scalpel. You will not cut away from us those things that we need. You will not add to us those things which are not useful, but you are a master. You are not called master for no reason. You are the master painter. You created us in your image. You sculpted us. You molded us, and you're continuing to mold us. We thank you, Lord, for these 40 days of the floodgates, God, and we thank you that they're open. We thank you that we can position ourselves at the head of the floodgate to receive everything you've ordained. Ordained in this season. And I was praying this morning and I said, Lord, what's God? I just heard keys. So, Lord, what's going on today? What are we pressing into today, God? What do we go after today, God? And if you're just catching up, you can still go back and press into the rest of it. It's not, listen to me. Lord says there's keys in the floodgate. Now, listen, they're not just there today. They're there these whole 40 days. This is, I'm going day by day with one thing we're pressing into. There's probably way more that's in the floodgates that I'll never call out. Do you hear me? There's probably way more in the floodgates. Listen, your floodgate is personal to you. What you need is in the floodgates. I'm telling you, God has opened the floodgates. What you need is in the floodgates. I'm calling things out like words of knowledge, like prophetic decrees. They're corporate words. But beloved, if I'm not calling out what you need, you don't need to be sad. You don't need to be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled, beloved. Don't be anxious. Understand that whatever you need is in the floodgates. Position your heart. Position yourself at the head of the floodgate. How do I do that? What do you mean by that? What do I mean by that? What do I mean by that? What I mean is get in His presence. The floodgate, the window, it's open in His presence. Spend more time with Him. Read the Word more. Pray more. Look, this is a Kairos moment, these 40 days. We're on day 7. It's not too late for you if this is the first time you've heard it. Whatever you need, beloved, it's in the floodgate. Some of you have been waiting for deliverance for years, financial breakthrough for years. Listen, you're going to have to do something different than you've done to get a different result than what you have. Whatever it takes, come on, hashtag whatever it takes. Whatever it takes, whatever it takes. We're not missing this window. We're not missing this season. We're not missing this time. We're not missing this coming to a head. We're not missing this floodgates. I thank you, Lord, that there's keys in the floodgates. I thank you, Lord, for keys in the floodgates. Abashi. I just saw a picture. I just saw a picture. It's like, it's somebody that's in, it's in like a shallow, I guess it's a stream, it's not a river, but there's a stream, and they're just looking among the rocks, and the rocks are revelation, but there's keys among the rocks. See, the floodgates are opening, and they're pouring out, and they're feeding tributaries and rivers and streams in your life, different areas of your life. Some of it is your body, some of it is your mind, some of it's your family, some of it is your finances. There's all these streams and tributaries and rivers. There's all these, I don't know what else you'd call them, but that's what I saw. It's like a stream because it's very shallow. And I saw someone in the stream, and you're seeing the rocks, but you've picked up some rocks already. Now you're looking for the keys. Listen, this is what this tells me. Listen, this is what this vision tells me. You're going to have to look for the key. And the keys are in the streams. Ah, there's so much there. Listen, let me give you a piece of wisdom from the Holy Spirit. Some of you are swimming in the same stream. Some of you are swimming upstream. Some of you are going the opposite direction of what God wants you to go. You're going the opposite direction in the right stream, or you're in the wrong stream. We talk about streams a lot in the body, don't we? In the body of Christ, well, here's the apostolic stream, and here's the spiritual warfare stream, and here's the word of faith stream, and here's the, you know, whatever. Some of you need to, I see it. Some of you need to diversify your stream, and you'll find the keys. Get in another stream, and you'll find the key. Do you hear me? Get in another stream. Stop, they're fences, they're walls. But it's a certain kind of wall that I've seen, like on borders or around, trying to block noise, trying to block sound, trying to reduce noise. I see some people, and you've built like these walls or these fences. There's a certain kind. I've seen them on interstates, not everywhere. They're different places in the country. It's like a jagged. It almost looks like a wood fence, but it's really not wood. It's really cement. This is what I'm seeing. Maybe it's because whatever city you're in, the ones that look like that, maybe I'm talking to you. But I'm seeing believers that are building these walls around their streams where no one can get in and no one can get out. The problem is when you wall yourself in, you're preventing a move of God. The body is a body. Does the hand not need the foot? Does the eye not need the ear? We need each other. We're in a time, listen, I'm prophesying to you. We're in a time of converging of streams, cross-pollination. And those who don't want to allow different, you know, Lord told me a long time ago that there's many streams. This was maybe 10 years ago. There's many streams in the body of Christ, but as long as they're all united under the banner of Jesus, as long as they're preaching a pure gospel, it's all good. There's different expressions. There's different manifestations. You may prefer one more than another. You may prefer a certain kind of message or a certain kind of preaching or a certain kind of teaching more than another. But does that mean that the other streams hold no value and cannot feed you, cannot water you, cannot... Some of you needed to get into another stream of friends, maybe another stream in your career, another revenue stream for your business. Some of your business owners, I don't know why I'm talking to business owners so much this week, but some of you business owners, you're locked into this one income stream when the Lord is pulling you and showing you and giving you glimpses of opportunities, but you don't want to take a risk. It's always risky to get in another stream. Why? Because the water may be colder or it may be warmer. Because there may be different critters and creatures in that stream than what you're used to. There may be a different dangers in that stream than what you're used to. It's always uncomfortable to get in another stream. Maybe they speak differently than you do. They use different terminology than you do. Maybe it's a different church. They worship differently than you do. They lay hands differently than you do. They preach, pray, and prophesy differently than you do. There's keys in the stream. There's keys in the stream. If you're not finding the keys in your stream, if you're standing at the head of the floodgate and you're there and the stream is flowing and you're not finding the keys, honey, hop over into another stream. See, that's what's happening with so many believers. And we're going to jump back into prayer in a minute. I need to exhort you. You're seeing your friend over at their church. I'm going to give you the church example. You could use this in business. You could use this as a group of friends. You could use this example across any area of your life. But you're seeing another group that's in a different stream, and they're seeing breakthrough, and they're seeing provision. They're seeing people get healed. They're seeing all kinds of blessings of God. And in your stream, you're not seeing a thing. And nobody else in your stream is seeing a thing either. Do you hear me? If your stream... Honey, if your stream is dried up, get out of the stream and go get some, go take a drink somewhere else. You're thirsty. You're hungry. If your stream is dead, if your stream is trickling, if you're walking on dry ground, just getting your feet a little muddy from the water that was once there that's drying up, get out of that stream and into another stream. Come on. God, there's keys in the stream. There's keys in the floodgate, and they're flowing down. You might not catch them as they come through the floodgate because of the force of the water. But they're flowing down, how do you call that, downstream. They're flowing downstream. Grab the keys. We thank you, Lord, for the keys. We thank you, Lord. And the Lord, show me this also. We're going to pray into this now. Listen, it's not just keys that open things. Listen, that's not just what keys do. Keys also keep things out. How many of you have locks on your door where you need a key? You need a key. You lock it from the inside. I had one of those. There's keys and locks that you lock from the inside. There's actually locks that have keys on the inside. You lock it from the inside. So many of us have been focusing on the key to open something. Hear me. When you need to focus on the key to close something, there are keys that keep the enemy out. It's just like like passwords. They're keys. In the security world, passwords you use for your computer, they call them keys. Yes, they're passwords, but they're called keys. And what do keys do? They keep other people out. Because the devil has been hacking some of your lives. The devil has been breaking and entering in some of your lives. And the Lord is releasing keys in the floodgates to keep things out, not just to open doors, but to close them. The Bible says God opened doors that no man can shut, and God closes doors that no man can open. And so today, Father, I thank you for the keys. I thank you for the keys and the floodgates, the keys and the streams. I thank you, Lord, that you help us to find the right key, the right combination to lock the enemy out of our lives in Jesus' name. Help us, Lord, to once and for all to lock the enemy out of our lives in Jesus' name. Help us, Lord, once and for all to lock the enemy out of that area of our life where he keeps getting access over and over and over and over. Come on, some of you listening to me, there's an area of your life where the devil just keeps getting in over and over and over. And you bind and you loose and you do all these things and the devil keeps getting in. That's because you need a key to lock him out. There's a principle somewhere that you're not using. There's a mindset somewhere that gives him access. You need to lock down your mind with the Word of God. I thank you, Lord, for these keys. I thank you, Lord, for the keys that lock out the enemy in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for these keys that lock out the enemy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I see that, Lord. Keys. Some of you are going to begin to listen to me. Some of you are going to begin to get keys to your dream life. You understand you're dreaming. You don't understand what you're dreaming. There's keys. Pay attention. Pay close attention in this season of the floodgate. There's keys. Keys. Keys to your dreams. Keys to your visions. Keys to your encounters. Keys, God. I thank you that you are releasing these keys that will shed light and unlock mysteries. That will unlock mysteries, that will unlock the meaning of our dreams. Honey, you got to get yourself in the presence of God. That's where the floodgate's flowing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the keys to understanding our dreams, God. For the keys, God. For the interpretation, the identification, for the spiritual clues, God. We thank you, Lord, for those spiritual clues, God, to the mysteries of the kingdom, to those mysteries in our lives, to those things we have not yet been able to understand. God, bring that key of understanding. Listen, it's one thing to have revelation. It's another thing to have wisdom. But the Bible says, with all you're getting, get understanding. Father, help us, Lord, to grab hold of those keys that bring the understanding that we've so longed for. The understanding of the revelation. You know, you can have revelation and you can understand it in part. You can have partial understanding of a radical revelation of God's word. But if you don't fully understand what God's showing you, yeah, you might get a glimpse. You say, oh, I see that. That's so cool. But you only have a partial understanding. You get wisdom and you only have partial understanding of how to apply it. Father, give us the keys to understanding today in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for understanding. We thank you, Lord, for the keys to understanding. Understanding, yeah, I see that. Listen, God doesn't want you to dwell on your past, but there are some things in your past that just continue to haunt you. And the part of the reason why is because you just can't understand how it happened. And listen, trusting God means not always understanding. But in this season, because it's blocked you, for those of you it's blocked, this need to understand, God in his mercy is releasing keys to understanding things that happened in your past so that you can leave that behind completely, the closure. There's some things that happened to me in my life with different people, and I still don't really understand it. And I've let it go, but you know, you can let something go and it would still be nice to understand it. Does that make sense? You can let something go and really let it go and be like, well, I'm moving on. But wouldn't it be nice to understand it? Trusting God means not always having all the answers. But for some of you, especially those ones where the lack of understanding just causes you to take pause. It causes you not to re-enter certain things with certain people or take on certain activities. There's like a scar there. It's not a wound. I'm not saying you're wounded. Maybe you are. But there's like a scar there. There's a hesitancy. The lack of understanding over what happened last time causes you to just hesitate. Be a little more careful than you should be. It's good to be careful. But God is handing out keys of understanding. You got to press for it. You got to search for it. You got to dig for it. Listen, beloved, I want you to understand. You can sit in the floodgate with an umbrella called flesh and none of that water is going to hit you. The things of God typically don't just fall on you. The Bible says, those who seek me diligently will be rewarded. I'm a rewarder of those who diligently seek me. So I'm not trying to discourage you, but I don't want you to be lazy. Because some of you will just sit here and say amen the whole time I'm praying, but won't change anything in your life, won't do anything different, won't get at the head of that floodgate, and you won't see anything different happen. You might see a few things change because God is merciful and this is the season of the floodgate, so certain things are just going to happen whether we press into it or not. God will use your pressing from a past season to position you in the next season. The well you dug in the last season sometimes will water you in this season. But please don't be lazy. Press in with me. Father, we thank you that you help us to press in to these floodgates, God. We thank you, Lord. 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 We thank you, Lord, for these keys. We thank you for the opening of the floodgates, God. We give you praise and honor and glory today because you are worth it. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. From you are all things. To you are all things. You deserve the glory. God, you are the keeper of the keys. You are the keeper of our souls. You are the keeper of revelation. You are the keeper of impartation. You are the one who gives us all things liberally that we need to glorify your Son. You lead us and guide us into all truth. You lead us to the point of the key. I'm telling you, some of you need to do some self-reflection about how you spend your time, because you are potentially missing out on some of the greatest blessings of your life while you watch TV for 5 hours every night. We give you praise and honor and glory, God. We magnify your name today. We say you are worthy and there's no other God like you. You are worthy and there's no other God like you. We jump in feet first, head first. We're gonna swim in the rushing water that comes out of the floodgates, God. We're not going to worry about drowning. We're going to go deep. We're going to be so deep that if you weren't there, we would drown. But we're not going to fear drowning. We're going to go deep. We're going to shake them things up. We're going to do some things differently, God. We're going to move off of our habits. Even some, listen, Lord shows me, some of you have good habits. That doesn't mean that they're God habits. Some of you have a certain way that you're going, a certain way that you're rolling, a certain way that you order your day, and it's good. The discipline's good, but that doesn't mean that it's not needing to change. That doesn't mean that you don't need to make some adjustments now and again. You know, I left Charisma Magazine a year ago. It's been exactly a year and a week, when I walked away completely. I resigned in June, or July rather, and then stayed on to help them find help, which they didn't end up finding.